was it that you got married?
We were married in 1954. Susan and David were a little bitty things. They were, I don't think Susan was more than 2-3 years old. She says she remembers coming to Maven. Well, let's see. When was she born? 50. She was born in 52. She wasn't but 2 years old. 2 and a half, maybe. They all came up. We were married up in Maven.
But did Mr. always work with the light company?
No, he worked for the American Telephone Company. Then he went in the Army for a while, and when he came out of the Army, the telephone company wanted him back, so he went back with them for a while. Then his brother, an older brother, wanted him to come and go into business with him there in Macon in the oil business. So they had a filling station and oil. They also had an automobile agency. And he was in that for a number of years. Until finally he decided he wanted to get out of that, do something else, and he went with Armstrong Cart Company. He was purchasing agent there until he had to retire. And they had forced retirement at 65, and he still fusses about it. He said, I could do with one hand tied behind my back what that new man does with two secretaries and an assistant. Well, I think he could have. It got worse and worse because the place got bigger and bigger. And
I have a personal gripe against, you know, retirement ages, because one of my favorite professors at Emory was forced to retire from Emory, but other schools don't have that retirement age. They're just higher or something, and he can come as a visiting professor. So he's there now, and Emory's lost one of their best professors for no reason.
Well, I didn't know they did that with professors. I know they do it with in business. I can see the point of doing it in business in a way, because I think sometimes you get older, you get to... You lose a little bit of your push.
Yeah. How old is your husband?
He was 80 in August. Had his 80th birthday.
And is he also Methodist?
Mm-hmm.
Is okay.
Yes, I joined the church when I married him.
And see, what sort of education has he had?
He went to the high school there in Macon, went through the Macon public schools, and then he had a year at the University of Georgia. And his father died, and he had to stop school and go to work. And he got a place with a telephone company, and I guess you could say they really educated him for that work, because he was sent different places to learn what he was supposed to do. I guess that probably took several months or close to a year to get him really trained. But he was top man of the Southeastern District in his department when he decided he wanted to go in the Army, that it was his patriotic duty. They begged him not to. They begged him to stay and said, we need communications. But he thought he must be patriotic and come into it.
Was this for World War II?
Hmm?
Was this during World War II?
Or? Well, no, First World War.
First World War.
1917, I guess, or right after I knew him down here. It was the year of 1916-17 that I knew him, and it was in 1917 he went in the Army. And he was put in communications department.